Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for November 16th, 2018. In today's news, KONE has won an order for what is being called a pioneering development in Kenya. Renderings have been revealed of ThyssenKrupp's historic Sydney project. A light rail transit expansion in Ottawa is promoting construction of tall towers. A hotel office tower would be the tallest in North Sydney, and the Hyundai elevator website receives a facelift.
KONE has won an order to equip the mixed-use high-rise Global Trade Center, or GTC, in Nairobi, Kenya, with 35 6-meter-per-second mini-space and 14 machine-roomless monospace elevators, along with the destination control system. GTC includes a 185-meter-tall, 42-story tower that will serve as a hub for ABIC International. GTC will also have a commercial podium, 4 residential towers up to 31 stories, and a 35-story Marriott hotel. Designed by Triad Architects and GMP International Architects, developed by ABIC International Real Estate Kenya, and with Xiaxing Qingjian Construction Africa as the main contractor, GTC is scheduled for completion in 2020. KONE Executive Vice President for South Europe, Middle East, and Africa, Pierre Liotot, called GTC, quote, a pioneering development bound to be of great significance to business in the region, end quote.
New renderings and photographs are part of ThyssenKrupp's announcement of a contract to provide elevators and escalators for the Sydney Metro, Australia's largest ever purchase of vertical transportation equipment. ThyssenKrupp also shared new details about the 200-unit order, such as that the new solutions will be energy-saving and failure and wear-protected. The 130 escalators will have regenerative drives, meaning that energy will be delivered back into the grid when the units are running downward under load. To prevent loss of data in case of power interruption, the escalators will be equipped with uninterruptible power supplies, involving 6 new metro stations and direct access between the Central Walk and Central Station underground platforms. The Sydney Metro City and Southwest project is the biggest public transportation endeavor in Australia and is slated for completion in 2024.
Light rail transit expansion in Ottawa is prompting construction of tall towers, including a trio of 59, 55, and 50-story structures by Trinity Development Group at the future Gladstone Transit Station in the Hindenburg neighborhood, Yahoo News reports. Trinity is also building the capital city's future tallest building, a 65-story structure, one station down. Redevelopment of the 1 million square foot three-tower site, previously reported by the Globe and Mail as 900 Albert Street, includes an old bread factory housing artist studios. Local representatives are pushing for the new plan to include affordable artist space and affordable housing to help solidify Hindenburg's reputation as an arts mecca.
Bill Bergia has added 13 stories to its plan for a hotel and office tower in North Sydney at 88 Walker Street, bringing the development to 48 stories and making it the tallest in the area, the urban developer reports. Designed by Sydney-based Fitzpatrick and Partners, with an additional core that will allow for multi-level offices, the skyscraper will have a 252-room hotel on the lower levels and 12,000 square meters of office space starting on floor 25. 8 levels will house amenities and building equipment, and the tower will be crowned with a pub boasting 360-degree views of the Central Business District and Sydney Harbor. Construction is expected to start in 2019, with completion targeted for 2021.
Hyundai Elevator has revamped its website, HyundaiElevator.com, with more visual elements, such as videos and graphics. Available in Korean and English for both desktop and mobile users, it has four sections: Hyundai Elevator, Solutions, Innovations, and Support. Precise search options are available for installations and equipment, part of an effort to expand points of contact with customers and seek out many different ways to communicate better, CEO Bob Jang said.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.